Hello, Augusta.
Good evening. For those of you who we haven't had the privilege of meeting, I am Liz Masterson, coordinator of Swing Week, and this is my partner, Sean Blackburn. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Oh, we've had such a great week here. It's just been wonderful. We are probably best known in very small circle as the George Burns and Gracie Allen of Cowboy Swing. But
yeah, but I'm Gracie.
Wait till you see me with a cigar. We are delighted tonight to be serving as MCs for the show, and the first person who I'm about to introduce has become a very dear friend of mine over the last 5 or 6 years. And you all probably know about Patsy Montana, that she is in the who's who in American women, that she was the first woman in country music to have a song that went on to sell 1 million copies. And of course, that happened back in the 1930s. You may not also be aware that the Smithsonian has twice honored her for her contribution of the role of women in music. She's been on 9 tours of Europe, and she's been honored by the Library of Congress. And one of my favorite things about Patsy is that she's also in the National Cowgirl Hall of Fame. Thank you, Sean. And for those of you that want to visit Patsy's showcase at the Cowgirl Hall of Fame, it's located in beautiful downtown Hereford, Texas. And it's really Well, it's about 30 miles straight west of Amarillo.
How do you get there?
Well, if you were coming from Denver, like you'd be coming, you'd head south till you got to Amarillo.
Yeah.
Then you'd turn right, and you'd go west till you started to smell it.
Smell it, yeah.
And then you turn a little bit north, and you come right into town until you step on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's how you get to Hereford. But it's a wonderful museum, and the folks down there have hearts as big as the great state of Texas. But I know that you didn't come to hear me talk about Herefords and museums. You came to hear Patsy Montana sing, and she is going to be backed tonight by an outstanding band, which includes Kathy Fink, Marcy Marxer, Kevin Wimmer, and Ralph Gordon, also known as the Rhythm Ranch. And this, most of these members of the same group are the ones who backed up Patsy on her most recent recording called, oddly enough, Cowboy's Sweetheart, and that will be available out in the lobby after the first set, and Patsy will be holding court. No, I mean, she will be signing autographs. So without further ado, may I make welcome my dear friend, the Queen of the West, the yodeling cowgirl, Miss Patsy Montana.
And greetings from California. Anybody out there from California? Oh, good. I feel right at home. Do you remember a little gal called Sioux City Sue? Did you ever wonder what happened to her? I know. Let me tell you. My boyfriend drove some cattle down from old Nebraska way. That's how he come to be in the state of Iowa. He met a gal in Iowa, then told me we were through. And then he introduced me to his Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue, little Sioux City Sue. Her eyes were red, her hair was blue, her mustache was really curly cute. Sioux City Sue, little Sioux City Sue. That dream coming true was this gal, Sioux City Sue. Well, I asked her if she had a bow. She said, yep, quite a few. And I said, look here, sister. Here's what you can do. If you have got so many bows that you can call your own, I'd thank you very kindly if you'd leave mine alone. Sioux City Sue, Little Sue, City Sue. I'll black your eyes, bust your nose, I'll shoot holes in your pantyhose. Sue City Sue, Little Sue, City Sue. That dream coming true was this gal, Sue City Sue. Now I'm at Midnight Away, I think a lot of you. But I come from Montana to find Sioux City Sue. I'm gonna rope and string her up, I'll use my own lasso. I'm gonna put my brand on that gal, Sioux City Sue. I asked Kathy Fink to pick me up a band. She did pretty good, didn't she? That's Kevin on the fiddle, right? And Ralph on a big guitar back here. That's a doghouse guitar. I'm going to dedicate the next song to the people out there who love dogs. You know, country music now is written about trucks and cheating songs and train songs and cheating songs, mother-in-law songs, cheating songs, and apple pie and stuff like that. But this song is going to be about a dog. I'm going to dedicate it to those of you out there that one time through your life had a dog. This dog is named Old Shep. When I was a lad and Old Shep was a pup, o'er hills and meadows we strayed. Just a boy and his dog, we were both full of fun, and we grew up together that way. I remember the time at the old swimming hole, when I would have drowned beyond doubt. But old Shep, he was there to the rescue he came. He jumped in and helped pull me out. Well, the years rolled along, and at last he grew old. His eyesight was fast growing dim. Then one day the doctor looked at me and said, I can't do more for him, Jim. With trembling hands, I picked up my gun and I aimed it at Shep's faithful head. But I just couldn't do it. I wanted to run. I wish that he'd shoot me instead. Well, I went to his side and I knelt on the ground, and he laid his old head on my knee, and I stroked the best pal that a man ever had. Oh, I cried so scarcely could see. Now old Shep, he knew he was going to go, and he reached out and licked at my hand. And he looked up at me just as much as to say, I hate to, but you understand. Now old Shep, he's gone where the good dog is gone, and no more with old Shep will I roam. But if dogs have a heaven, there's one thing I know. Old Shep has a wonderful home. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to do the short version now of a medley of Western songs that I was asked to do at the Smithsonian when they did a special for the American Cowboy. I hope you recognize some of them. If you do, sing along with me. Remember this one? This week goes back even before my time. As I walked out on the streets of Laredo, as I was out walking in Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy all dressed in white linen, dressed in white linen and cold as a flake. Oh, the drums slowly play, the fife slowly play, the dead marches, you carry me along. Take me to the green valley lake, the shine o'er me, for I'm a young cowboy, and I know I. I see by your outfit that you are a cowboy, he whispered to me as I slowly walked by. Come kneel down beside me, I'll tell my sad story. I was shot in the breast and I know I must die. Oh, Pete, the drums slowly play, the fife blows, play the dead marches, you carry me along. Take me to the green valley lake, the sod o'er me, for I'm a young cowboy and I know I've done wrong. Now this next number, if you don't know it, tonight is a good time to learn. Save the applause, I'll need it worse when I get through. This song, if you don't know it, the night is a good night to learn it. But if you don't know it, shame on you. Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. But remember the Red River Valley and the cowgirl at love. This valley, they say, you're leaving. We will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile. For you take with you all of the sunshine that has brightened my life for a while. Everybody. Come sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. But remember the Red River Valley and the cowgirl that loved you so true. Now this next number can probably be introduced as America's third national anthem. I'll let you figure out what the other two are. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. And everybody sing it. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Now this next number is definitely a Western classic. I think I'll dedicate it to my state of California because we're really having a drought out there. You might know what this is, cool, clear water. All day I faced the barren waste without a taste of water. Cool, him, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. He spreads the burning sand with water.
Water.
Oh, Dan, can't you see that big green tree where the water's running free? It's waiting there for me and you. Dan's feet are sore. He's yearning for just one thing more than water.
Cool water.
Like me, I guess he'd like to rest where there's no quest for water.
Water.
Cool, clear water. Moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. He spreads the burning sand with water.
Water.
Oh, Dan, can't you see that big green tree where the water's running free? It's waiting there for me and take a bow. In case you want to know, the most of the numbers that I'm doing on stage now is on my record out there, and Kathy Think is the band, so that ain't bad. I'm going to dedicate this next number. Huh?
Ralph and I both said, hey, wait a minute.
What? Am I getting ahead of you? I'm fixing to do the next number. Y'all ready?
Go right ahead. Just ignore us.
Just ignore him. I'll do that.
Just ignore us.
I still think she looks like John Denver, don't you? I'll take her.
Okay.
She didn't think I'd say that. I'm going to dedicate this.
Careful, Patsy Cline.
I'm going to dedicate this next number to all the men out there. You women don't mind, do you? Because I think they have to be reminded once in a while what a heck of a life us poor women lead, don't you? Okay. Some men say a woman is made from a rib, with a heart that is black, a tongue that is glib. You work and you sweat down to your bone. They say a woman's place is in the home. You wash 16 pounds of dirty old clothes, work and you sweat down to your toes. Your husband comes home, now what do you get? How's come my dinner ain't ready yet? That right? Well, it's up in the morning at a quarter to six. 5 or 6 breakfasts that you gotta fix. You gotta do the ironing and mop up the floor. You never get through till a quarter to four. You get 16 bucks for to run the house from your ever so sweet and loving spouse. St. Peter, don't you call him, you're out of luck. I owe my soul to Susan Roebuck. Well, I was married morning in drizzling rain. I gave him my love, he gave me his name. It's all he ever gave me, except a couple of things, a whole bunch of kids and a $2 ring. He buys 16 pounds of black-eyed peas, dollars worth of those, a dollar's worth of these. You got no money for to pay your bills. If the landlord don't get you, then the taxes will. I'm gonna dedicate this verse to me. Well, a woman's lot is a sorry one. You gotta count calories and that ain't fun. You gotta wear a girdle just to please him. You gotta stay neat and you gotta stay trim. You gain 16 pounds, now what do you get? Another dirty look from the old man. Yet St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I'm getting too heavy to pass through the door. I don't want your excuse in. My husband proposed to me in the garage and I couldn't back out. You get that? That's an old one. That's so old, it's new. I just wonder how many times I have sung the next number. In fact, I get sort of tired of singing it sometimes, but I'm very proud that I at least got a signature number. Song, I ain't gonna tell you who wrote it, but if you don't like it, I won't write another as long as I live. I wanna be a cowboy sweetheart. Wanna be a cowboy sweetheart, wanna learn to rope and ride. I wanna ride o'er the plains and the desert, out west of the great divide. I wanna hear the coyotes howling while the sun sinks in the west. I wanna be going at a run. I wanna feel the wind in my face. 1,000 miles from only city lights, going a cowhand's pace. Wanna pillar my head near the sleeping herd while the moon shines down from above. I wanna strum my guitar and oh, that's the life I love.
She's wonderful, isn't she? Well, we have a couple minutes here, and all over campus people have been asking me how to cluck like a chicken, so I thought we'd give you a very brief demonstration. What you do is you put your lips together, and then you start your B sound before you let the air out of your lips, like, boy, like that. Try that with me. Here we go. Boy. Try. Very good. Now in triplicate. Here we go. You got it. You're quick. Quick studies while you've been learning all week. Now, this next act is an act that is... It all started one dark night. The prairie was so hard from the sun beating down on it all day. The sun had gone down. The little baby coyotes felt a yearning in their hearts. They started to howl. The little baby, just the baby coyotes. They felt a yearning in their hearts. Then somehow there were chickens on that prairie too, and they joined them in that that searching yelp. Let's hear it here. Here can be the babies, you're the chickens. Then all the coyotes' families joined in also. There was something missing from their lives. The stars started to twinkle. Oh, no change. The stars started to twinkle. Feeling along with the coyotes and the chickens and the coyote families and the cactus. Feeling the yearning in their souls. There was something missing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have figured out what that something missing is. There are two keys to happiness in this universe. I'll quit being a cactus now. One is called tune wrangling. The other is called swingtime cowgirl. Ladies and gentlemen, we have found here at Augusta this week the mighty power that links the earth with the universe. Ladies and gentlemen, Liz Masterson and Sean Blackburn.
Thank you. That was Marcy Markser.
Oh, she is a cackle sister. Yes, she is. Well, a lot of times people sort of want to know about our repertoire. We are specialists, as I mentioned, in cowboy swing. And we don't really do very many cheating songs in our show because we play a lot of museums and grade schools and sort of wholesome events. But I did start doing cheating songs as a very young child. In fact, when I was in the second grade, I took this little number that I'd learned from the family record stack to Show and Tell. My parents were so pleased, and I got up and sang a cute little song that I'd learned from a group called the Corn Cobbies. Might have been Corn Cobblers, actually. That part of the 78 label was just sort of torn. So I'm not really sure of the name, but what a great group. And they did some real hits, like this next one, which is called Cheatin' on Your Baby. So picture this, 7 years old, thick glasses. Oh, aren't we cute? And so my entire cheating repertoire is on our first album called Swingtime Cowgirl. Sean? One, two, three, four.
Well, when you're cheating on your baby, don't forget that maybe your baby may be cheating on you. When you're fooling around somebody, don't forget somebody may be fooling around your baby too. Now when you're stepping out and having lots of fun, just don't forget that two can play the game as well as one. So when you're cheating on your baby, don't forget that maybe your baby may be cheating on you. Sean. Fellas may be fooling around your baby too. When you're looking for romances, you bet you boot the chances your Romeo is out there roaming too. Now when you're stepping out and having lots of fun, just don't forget the two can play the game as well as one. So when you're cheating on your baby, don't forget that maybe your baby may be cheating on you.
Oh,
Your baby just may be cheating on you. When you're fooling around the fellas, don't forget your fella may be fooling around your baby too. Now when you're stepping out and having lots of fun, just don't forget that two can play the game as well as one. When you're cheating on your baby, don't forget that maybe your baby may be cheating on you. I said your baby, you know he may be cheating on you.
That's Liz Masterson. She's a real keeper.
Thank you very much. Sean and I are very thrilled, actually, to be working in the field of cowboy music. One of the things we get to do is go to cowboy poetry gatherings. In fact, we went to the big national conference back in, conference isn't the right word, it's a gathering of cowboy poets and ranch people and folks who just admire the cowboy lifestyle. And Patsy Montana was there this last January in Elko, Nevada. We had an awful lot of fun with her. She'd been wanting to go to these all-night jam sessions every night, but she's such a professional. She wouldn't go on Thursday or Friday because she was working the following days. And she kept seeing me, and I was out until like 2 or 3 o'clock every night, and getting up at 8, you know how it is. And she said, I just don't see how you do that. I said, well, it's not easy. It's not pretty. So she said, maybe Saturday night you could take me to one of those jam sessions. I'd kind of like to go. I said, you bet, Patsy. I'll escort you up there. So I took her up to the big party and got her seated, and she was sort of signing autographs and talking with friends. And I came by. She said, now, I don't want to stay out late. I'd like to get back to bed about 12 o'clock. I said, you bet, Patsy. I'll come get you. So about 12 o'clock, I came and checked on her, and she was fresh as a daisy. So I ran around for a while. Came back over again about 1, and she was still going strong. I checked in on her around 2. She had a bigger and bigger crowd. Finally, I was beat. About 3 o'clock in the morning, I came up to her and I said, Patsy, I give. I'm going to bed. You're on your own from here. I don't know what time she came in, but that's not my job. But it,
I reckon that's her business, don't you?
I reckon you're right, partner. I reckon you're right. But we get to meet wonderful ranch people at these things, and through that experience, I got to work on a ranch in Wyoming during calving season. And it was there during a freezing cold spring blizzard that I got to be in on a calf rescue. And we brought in 3 little frozen, could be frozen baby calves, and got them through the night. And this is a song that ranch people can really relate to. Anyone who works in the outdoors with livestock knows that when the weather gets the worst, is when the critters need you the most. And this is a song about a brave cowboy who gave it all for his herd, and it's called The Empty Cot. There's an empty cot in the bunkhouse tonight. There's a pinto whose head's been spurs and his shafts hang on the wall. Limpy's gone where the good cowboys go. There's a range for every rider, where the foreman takes care of his own. There'll be riding the range last Saturday noon, when a norther started to blow. His head on his chest, heading into the west. He was stopped by a cry soft and low.
A crazy young cat strayed from his maw and was lost in the snow and the storm. He lay in a heap at the end of a draw, huddled all in a bunch to keep warm. Limpy hobbled his feet and tossed him over his horse, headed again for the shack. But the wind got cold and the snow piled up, and poor Limpy strayed from his tracks. He arrived at three in the
pretty good if you like music.
Thanks a lot. Well, all of you who have spent at least 1 week at Augusta know the incredible bonding that takes place between yourself and the folks, the fine folks you meet here. I guess that would be among. There's certainly more than two of us. And one of those really special relationships for us was last year during Swing Week. We got to work with the famous Flying Fish recording artist, Roger Bellow. And it has turned into a wonderful friendship, and Roger set up a series of dates for us, the three of us, in South Carolina and Georgia. And
music dates.
Yeah. We call it the Palmetto Circuit. We had quite a good time lying among the palmetto bugs throughout sidewalks in the southeast. Really had a great time, and he's here this week for Swing Week teaching guitar, and yet he really could be here teaching any of the instruments, including vocals, and could be doing it all. He's a real one-man band, a wonderful guy, and also has probably the most amazing collection of paperweight snowballs of anyone I've ever known. The country music...
Those things that you shake?
Yeah, you know, they got little statues in them, and you turn them upside down, and then you drop them down, and the snow comes down. You know what I mean? Roger has hundreds of them. So now, without further ado, may I introduce Flying Fish recording artist Roger Bellow.
Put your hands together. We're going to do a little number now that the three of us play when we get on some dance jobs, and this is a dance tune, and don't hesitate to get up and dance. But if you do, try not to bust up the furniture too bad, because they take it out of our check.
Yeah. I knew I was going to like Roger when I first met him. When he sent me his record, I looked at it and I said,
Those are all my favorite songs. So
that helps.
And then even after I got to know him, I still liked him. Rog, you want to kick this one off in the key of George? Oh, by the way, this song is available on both Roger's record and our record.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Are we ready?
Oh, boy, yeah. I hope so.
If the world keeps on turning, as I'm sure it's bound to do, then I'll keep on loving you. If the stars stay in heaven and the moon stays in the blue, then I'll keep on loving you. If things were to change, the world would stall, the stars wouldn't shine, the moon would fall, I wouldn't care as long as you're mine. It wouldn't matter to me at all. If the dawn comes tomorrow and we know it is due, then I'll keep on loving you.
It's Roger Bellow, my favorite fellow. John Blackburn.
If I ever should lose you, then I know just what I'd do. I'd just keep on loving you. You're like heaven on earth, dear. You're my every dream come true, and I'll keep on loving you. Life is so sweet when you are near. I couldn't do without you, my dear. I love you so, want you to know, I think of you wherever I go. I will always be faithful, and I know that you will too. And I'll keep on loving you.
Roger Bellow and Sean Blackburn.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was fun. Western swing sandwich. Oh, excuse me. That was really enjoyable. On a couple of a little more serious notes, by the way, I had such a great time at Honky Tonk last night. How many of you were there? Great. Well, if someone asked how many of me were there, I would have to say only about half of me. I had such a wonderful time dancing and singing and hearing the music, but I somehow got separated from my camera, which cameras are replaceable, but there's a roll of film in it that's all my memories from this week at Augusta. And it's a, I handed it to someone who handed it to someone who it got passed around, and it's in somebody's backpack somewhere. So will you all check and take care of me? It's a little Olympus Zoom, and it doesn't have any name on it. It's new, and it's got a roll of exposed film in it. So I'd love to have you either turn it into me or just send a note to the Augusta office, and they'll get in touch with me. And I promise if I get it back, I'll be more careful next time. But on a really serious note now, the kind of love and friendship that comes out of an experience like Augusta can be manifested by our support of some dear friends of ours who are in very, very serious, dire needs right now, and that would be the Fallons, of course, of the Critton Hollow String Band fame, and Linda's also the coordinator of Dance Week, and she's been dealt a pretty lousy hand in the card game of life, and they really need our support right now. Their medical bills are far exceeding their ability to keep up with them right now, and there's a guitar case out on